Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money. But how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Monday, September 26th. It is the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. It is year 5783. And in case anyone who is listening who cares about this wants to know, I'm not doing this today. I've pre-recorded it. And I probably will be working anyway, but I promise I won't work on Yom Kippur. Really, I won't. That said, we are here celebrating the new year and celebrating your ability to ask really important financial questions. If you would like to come on the air with us, all you need to do is go onto our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know that you're ready to join us. Here comes James from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hi, James. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on today. I'm doing great. Thank you.
What can we do for you? What's the genesis of your reaching me?
So I'm in my 50s. I'm 53. My wife is 47. We have a unique situation where we have a four-year-old child that we want to start spending a little more time with and kind of cut back on work a little bit and maybe even make some job changes. And I just needed you maybe to evaluate that and see if it's possible that we could do that.
I mean, you're really young, so I'm hopeful that you saved a pile of money to do this. Tell us a little bit about your situation and like, what are the numbers behind it? Now I know what the goal is, like bail out. Let's go on. How can we make this happen for you?
We're not looking to totally cut out of the workforce. We're just looking to maybe cut back 1 or 2 days a week. Maybe my wife cut back 3 days a week, maybe just work 3 days a week. And I might work 4 days a week. We have been very diligent savers. My wife better than I. We have almost $2 million in savings.
Holy smokes. Stop right there. $2 million in savings.
It's not the savings account. It is our, all our investments. That's the hard thing. It's all in investments that we have that money in.
That's okay. That's not hard. Of the $2 million, how much is retirement money and how much is non-retirement money?
Of the $2 million, all of it's retirement money.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. We have put a lot of money into retirement and just recently started saving a little bit of cash. So we have maybe $30,000 in cash.
What about your house? Do you own your home?
Not yet, but we have a very low interest rate. I always hear you talk about how important it is just to, if you have a low interest rate, don't worry about paying off the house. Our interest rate's only 2.65. I think we have 13 years left on it.
What's the outstanding mortgage amount?
It's 269.
And what do you think the house is worth?
It's about 1.3 million.
Oh my gosh. Mark, they're swimming in moolah. Okay. Do you want to stay in the home as part of this downshift?
Yes, we love our house. We like where we live. It's a great location. It's probably our dream house. We looked at it for a few years before we bought in this situation. Then when my wife became pregnant, we were like, we needed a nice residential area for him to grow up in and play with children. So we really like being here.
right now, how much do you earn and how much does she earn? Just current situation.
Current situation, I'm at 275 gross and she is about 225 gross.
So if we dropped you guys down, what would that mean for you? How much would you earn together?
Together, I'm crunching the numbers about anywhere from 300 to 350,000.
Let's say 300 between the two of you. Can you pay your bills on 300?
Yes.
No problem?
No problem. We just have really just the mortgage bill. We've been putting away money for 529 plan. He has a
What do you have in the Wait a second. How much in the 529 plan?
54,000.
Mark, this is unbelievable. Presumably, this is it for kids, just one?
Yeah, I have an older son, and that's why the total is so large, because he chose not to use his 529 plan. It's still there to shift it to my youngest son. So
Interesting. So if you guys actually ended up being able to do this, and we can just pay your bills out of it, would it require you also then to put away less money in your retirement account, or do you feel like you'd still have some extra cash flow?
Less money in the retirement account.
So if you're making $300,000, what do you think your spend is? Like, real, be conservative. So I'm going to say that, you know, whatever we're going to use for this, I'm going to say that it's something like around 15 years, right? Till we get the kid to college. So is that essentially like you're going to work for 15 years at this $300,000 level and then retire?
I could see myself every few years just cutting back a day or so, like starting out at 4 and then maybe 5 years down the road, cut back to 3 and maybe just not really, really retire till they either kick me out or I'm just tired. And I could really foresee myself, I'm healthy, so I could foresee myself working till 66 to 70 years old, possibly.
Are you self-employed or are you employed? Do we have retirement matches by the employer?
Yeah, so I'm self-employed and I'm putting away like $7,000 or $8,000 a month in retirement. And my wife, she has a government job, so she will collect a pension after, I think, 16 more years. And she's putting away about $5,000 or $6,000 in retirement.
Dude, and you're having are you having like a self-funded pension plan as a self-employed person?
Yes.
You can absolutely do this. Absolutely. I think what you're going to need to do, though, is cut back on that retirement pretty significantly. I kind of want you to, what do you think your real expenses are a year? Forgetting about what you save for retirement.
It might be $7,000 to $8,000 a month, maybe.
All right. So I want you to have at least $100,000 in cash. I think that's where we want you to be. So that would mean that you just cut back on the amount you're putting into retirement. The goal would be to take that extra cash flow, put it in cash, and you keep building your retirement. Your wife has a pension. I mean, you're going to be fine. I don't see any downside right now. Mark, what am I missing here?
I don't see it either, because, you know, if they're still going to be making $300,000, that's still a very good income. It's not like they're going down to, you know, $75,000.
Yeah, I think you really can do this. I really do. So let's do some other fun things. Like, do you have life insurance on each of your lives?
We do not have life insurance. And Joe, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the caveat to that is my wife is thinking about leaving her pension job.
She can't. She's not allowed to. Okay, wait, I'm listening.
Because she just wants to be a contract employee as well and just maybe work 3 days a week to spend more time with the son. And because we foresee him being in activities, because now she works 12-hour shifts. So she works 3 days a week. Uh-huh. And there's going to be a lot of activities she will miss and miss part of his growing up. So that's something that she's been wrestling with as well.
He's going to be in school soon. So how much time can you possibly spend with him?
Look at Mark getting up into your kitchen. Yeah,
that's right. You're exactly right. But there's like, if there's sporting events and there's things after school that he's participating in.
Her schedule won't allow for that?
Well, it's 12 hours. She gets out at 7 o'clock. She'll work like 7 a.m. till 7 p.m.
She must be in healthcare. Is she healthcare and nurse doctor?
Yeah, we're both nurse anesthetists.
Okay. So how much would she receive as a pension benefit if she finished this year? What's the pension benefit that she'd be entitled to?
It's not much. I mean, if she continued to work for those 16 years, it'd be around 20.
I know exactly how that good that's going to be. I'm wondering if she left now, she's vested, what would the benefit be at her age 65 or whatever they say is the.
Yeah, it might be $1,000 or so.
All right. It's not nothing.
Right. And their medical would be paid. 80% of the medical would be paid.
That's big. I still think they can do it, Mark. Do you?
On 300,000? Yeah, I think they can.
Yeah, I think you can. You can't go below 300,000 and we have to keep testing it. We really do. I would go down to your 4 day. So you're going to go 4 and she's going to go 3, right? That's the game plan.
Correct.
You can always crank it up again if it doesn't work.
Yes, that's true. And that's a conservative estimate. I think there's more that we can do to bump up those numbers a little bit too. So
I think it works. I know this is weird, but Mark, do they need life insurance? If he drops dead tomorrow and we lose the money, then she's not going to go back 5 days a week. They need life insurance. So can she buy life insurance through the government and make sure it's portable, meaning she can bring it with her if she leaves? You should check that out.
Okay, I'll look into that. I don't know the answer to that question.
I feel like they need a 10-year level term policy. It's not going to be cheap because you're 53, but you are in good shape. Or do you have an association? You might be able to get it through Nurse Association.
Yes, that's a good point. We do. We're constantly getting advertisements in the mail for that. So, yes.
I think that's what I think I would do. I would check both of those things. You know, we got to buckle down before you pull the trigger on this. We really do. So I want to do that. And do you have estate documents in place? Because you do have a 4-year-old.
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I thought he was pausing for a second. I was going to be able to kick his butt.
I know how you want us to answer that question. Too,
I know. People are just going to start being like, yeah, of course I do. It's like, yes, of course I did my homework. No problem. I think you can do this. I think you should be diligent about creating the non-retirement savings. And even like, honestly, if you find yourself like you're still working, you've got your emergency reserve built up, right? You're like, oh, I'm not doing anything. I'm not prepaying the mortgage. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Okay. And you still have good cash flow. Then what I would do is open a non-retirement joint brokerage account. Because I think you guys just need liquidity. You just want to be able to have money that's already been taxed. And it would be so cool if, you know, you have $100,000 that's safe and secure, and then you have another couple hundred thousand that's in an investment account with not high risk, but just moderate risk, you know, like a balanced account. Are you game for that, Mark? Also, like, I'm trying to sort of figure out how much they really need to have.
I mean, they want to put some in retirement, that's fine. But I think the priority going forward should be into a brokerage account.
Me too. It's just, you know, like, again, to the match, and you already have a lot of money saved and most of it has not been taxed. So I think having money that's already been taxed is a good thing. And if your wife is doing contract work and she is, she has some sort of plan available to her, you know, she can put up to the match and get that money and then see where your cash flow lands after you start saving a bunch of money. But, you know, listen, you're going to be in great shape. You're going to have a lot of fun. Watch, he comes back on the air in 3 years. He's like, okay, we're bored. We're going to go back to work. I don't know. You may not. That may not happen. Do you feel like this is this like a bit of a COVID reaction? In other words, that you got a little burnt out during COVID and now you're like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of that. We've both been in this profession almost 20 years, and I've been in healthcare for almost 30 years. So it's just the caregiver fatigue aspect of it.
Yeah, I get that.
It's funny, Joe, you said about being bored. That's the whole reason we had a 4-year-old or a baby, because we were doing anything we wanted, everything we wanted, traveling. And we're like, is this all there is to life? Let's maybe try to have a child. And it's been great. It's been very fulfilling. So,
but you already had a child.
Yeah, you already did that once. From his practice marriage. Okay, we get it. How old's the older one? The other older one's okay, taken care of?
Yes, he's 22. Okay.
And how big is a $1.3 million house in Raleigh?
Oh, this is how you're going to drive yourself crazy, Mark.
Yeah, it's about 4,000 square feet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. It's great here in Raleigh. You guys need to move on down. It's a wonderful melting pot down here.
That will be the first of never that I move. they're gonna take me feet first out of my very small 2-bedroom apartment. Mark, would you like to move to Raleigh? I bet they don't have good pizza there, I'll tell you that much.
No, you're right. I have to go back to Buffalo for that. So
yeah, exactly. And no wings, no
right,
good
exactly.
Mustard. You're missing the good mustard.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
No.
That's exactly right.
We are wishing you the very, very best of luck. And give us a holler back if you need anything. And do get that life insurance, okay?
Yes, thank you. You guys are providing a great service. Thanks so much for getting back to me.
If you, like James, would like to come on the program with us, all you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and you fill out the note, and then you check a box that says, I want to come on the air. Mark does everything else. Don't forget to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. And of course, you can pre-order the book. The book is coming out January of 2023. So check it out. It's so great. I'm very excited about it. It's called The Great Money Reset. It's on the front door of the website. Pre-order it right now. Okay, let's do this. Let's try to lift someone up today. Okay, that would be a nice thing to do. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.